At this time, I'd like to call the Crystal work session to order for January 16th, 2024. Roll call will be done in the work session on the fly. We're going to just hit the first agenda item, and that's the JASB ordinance process.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, this was did get bumped or moved to this work session after the last work session. As the council discussed the last work session about the adoption of the ordinance that JASB had approved, there was this kind of a side issue related to the whole process. And the statutory language lays out the process for it. And city staffs, as well as some of the public and Councilor Idbo, took issue with the way that that was handled by the JASB board. And one of the, just to summarize the kind of the way it happened is they have their public hearing, public comment period. And if there's any changes to the proposed ordinance, then it needs to go back and restart the public hearing process. That's obviously can be very cumbersome, but at the same time, if the intent is to have a honest, genuine, sincere public comment period where, even local governments can comment on it, that cumbersome process really needs to be, not just adhered to, but have a sincere opportunity to make changes if needed. So as the city went through that, as the JASB board went through that process, we have talked about different ways that we could propose to make it, at least make a recommendation to the Department of Transportation, which is the ultimate governing board on that that process, to allow a little bit more flexibility instead of having to start through the whole process again, because there were comments made during that JASB board process that they were reluctant to even entertain changes or amendments at certain points because it would then restart that public hearing cycle. So there was a letter that John Sutter had developed that was basically reaching out to the Department of Transportation to let them know the frustration with the process and make a recommendation to possibly have them change the statute to give the Commissioner of Transportation a little bit more flexibility at their discretion, whether or not to the proposed change would require a public hearing and start that process over. So that was included in your materials. Also included in this go around, it wasn't included last time, were some of the written comments and verbal comments from Councilmember Idbo, as well as some of the public, and the responses by the JASB board and the JASB, their part, the MAC representatives. Some of them, they're very generic. Some of them could be perceived as a little dismissive. So it was the process. It didn't give anybody a really good feeling after going through the process that our voices were actually heard or respected. So that, that process is done in our case, but going forward, there are other occasions where it might impact Crystal or other communities that would be subject to a similar type of process. So the proposed letter is something that if the council were interested in signing on to, we could send that then to the Department of Transportation, basically as feedback on the process itself. John, did you have any other comments that you'd like to share with the council?
Thanks, Adam. Mayor, council members, with Councilmember Idbo not here, I would suggest not obviously making any decisions since it's a work session anyway, but would be grateful for any feedback from the council members about what you feel about the draft, or if you need more time to kind of think about it or think about comments you'd like to make. Certainly, it could be worded a little more softly. I don't think we'd want to word it any more directly than it is, but that sort of thing, as well as the content itself. Like, do you agree with staff that about the nature of the process, and that basically a process that is supposedly intended to encourage public input actually has the opposite effect, because the current process, the effect of it is the ordinance is in its final form, by the time you get to the public hearing. Like, there's no opportunity to modify it. So practically speaking. So that's kind of the gist of the letter. And the point of public input is to at least have the possibility for public comments to shape the ultimate decision. So that's all I have.
All right. You know, I thought the letter was, I didn't find it harsh. I didn't find it too direct. I thought it was very clear, and it wasn't pointing fingers and or pointing blame. It just simply stated that there's a process that needs to be cured so that we can actually have meaningful feedback. So on. I think softening would be a mistake.
Yeah.
Any other comments? Go ahead.
What's the likelihood that this letter is going to change anything going forward?
Well, two aspects to that. One is, I'll ask that. Probably, I would say 50-50. The only reason it's 50% in my own guesstimate is that we're appealing to the Commissioner of Transportation to give themselves the discretion to decide whether the hearing needs to happen again, right? So that trying to appeal to them or their department, basically, hey, you should give yourselves the power to do this versus having it mandated by the statute. I hope that that's appealing to them. And so that's why I'd say maybe 50-50. But even if this change does make it through the legislature, the next time it would impact our ordinance for the Crystal Airport is quite possibly decades in the future, because these ordinances are not revisited that often. The previous one was 40 years ago, in 1983. So for the Crystal Airport, this is more of a principled stance with the intent of making the process better for subsequent airport zoning ordinances that will be adopted. That's where we're not, it's not just for our own self-interest.
Right. That's it then?
I'll just add, I like the letter, and if and when the time comes for the opportunity to put my name on it, I'm happy to. So whatever will help convey.
All right. Thank you.
John, was there any, would this be something that we would, staff would wait for council to provide more feedback at a later date, or would it be something we'd bring back scheduled, or?
Well, there's certainly no rush, because this is, like I said, this is about future ordinances like this. So I would suggest giving Councilmember Idbo a chance to comment. And then the way we like the comment letters on the blue line, you all voted, we'd had a draft letter that was in its final form, and then we'd ask you to vote on or to modify it to authorize the city manager to mail it. So that's maybe one approach. Simply have all of the willing council members sign on to it, which would require no collective council action. So that's something that maybe Councilmember Idbo can express his preferences about how he'd like it to be handled at a future meeting. And then at a future meeting after that would be the actual vote.
Troy, go ahead.
So, Mr. Mayor, I would recommend that if this is going to come from the council, that the council actually vote on it. Just so it doesn't seem like we're gathering opinions outside of meetings, and that it's just better to have a vote. This is the expression of the council.
Sounds good. Agreed. All right. Go over the capital review, the program for the 2024 capital that is coming our way quickly. Adam.
Hi. Yes, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. What I did is I took all of the 2024 program year, pulled out, there was some very small items in there that if you were to compare them to the actual long-term plan, they're not listed there. They're all under the 25. Most of them are under the 10 or 15, or even there's some $5,000 expenses on there. And so they were not significant. But I wanted to just get before the council, the 24 program year, and Just to explain some of the color coding that I included, the green is something that the council's actually already acted on or already considered, because some of them take, there's lead time on some things, and we had to, you know, vote on them last year. The council had to act on them last year. That's what the green is. The orange are just some larger, significant items that are not, they were worth drawing some attention to. And then yellow, or actually on the blue on the very back, that's just all pool related. So that's just the kind of the explanation of the color coding. A couple items that I wanted to just quickly note. There's the under the first one, the Public Works contract mill and overlay. That's a regular maintenance item, but that one is it's part of our street reconstruct or street maintenance plan. So we should expect that to come back in March, and then the contract would be in April. A couple of the other ones, the Sprinter van under the police, that is actually on tonight's agenda. So you'll see that one. The under utilities, there's the utility reconstruction, which the council has seen. That's the one that we've been talking about, but that hasn't actually been awarded yet. So you'll have that coming back. The if you recall, we already did the water meter radios. That's what those are, place census radios. Down under the fleet vehicles, as you can see, there's been several that have already been approved last year or this year. The receiving of those will vary. And then under the buildings, there's a couple significant ones. I just want to note the replaced City Hall elevator. There had been repairs in the long-term plan that were scheduled for this year and next year, but with our last inspection, it was advised that we actually replace it sooner. It's at the point where it needs to be replaced. So that's what that one is. And that's here at City Hall. So that's it's an unfortunate expense, but it is needed. And then there's community center. There's some additional security camera upgrades and front desk, again, security and ADA improvements. One of the purposes of just having this in front of you is so that you kind of have a preview of what's going to be coming specifically this year. Now the council went through the long-term plan, you know, the entire 10-year, but this one just give you, like I said, a preview. And if there's any specific questions that either staff can answer tonight or when it does come back, if there's anything of note that the council would want to make sure that we hit on or can answer, talk about, it's going to just an opportunity for this. We're not really looking or seeking for a lot of changes at this point because it's already, a lot of it is, you know, there's work that's been going on up to this point. As we go through the other issues like 2025 and 26, the outer years for the long-term plan, we're going to try to get that ahead of to the council as we adopt the next one closer to the budget. We'll go in more detail future works, but these are things that are, you know, they've been in the works, some of them for already some time. It's just a preview, so there's no surprises or, you know, where did that come from, especially with some of the new council and the deeper look that we took this year. So if there weren't any, I don't really have anything else to add, but if there are any questions or any comments on any of the items, I'm happy to take note or okay. Answer them now.
I got some, the brush chipper. You know, usually they come when we actually have the motion and whatnot. I'm just looking for a useful life on that one. The one right below that, an easement machine. I have no idea what that is, I'm afraid.
I can answer the easement because that was something that I had to look into. It's for cleaning out jetting sewers. If we don't have the capability to get close enough to it, it's actually an attachment trailer that can go onto properties in the easement that our truck doesn't reach.
We do. That makes a lot of sense.
I know it's kind of a strange, it doesn't create more easements or anything.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, if we can get an easement machine, can we get a budget machine? All right, that makes a lot of sense. All right.
I can get the useful life for the chipper?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that offhand, but I can get that.
information. Because we're replacing one, I presume.
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions? Go ahead.
Yeah, just to refresh my memory, the mill and overlay, where was that? Or is that just like a bunch of places?
It's, let's see if I had my notes. It's in the southeast area by 36 and 100. That section of the city is where we're currently on the schedule working. So not obviously last year we did the on 36. So it's in that same, not quadrant, but same section of the city.
And then the utility reconstruction, refresh my memory on that.
That's the one on Winnetka that we just, the council had decided to sidewalk in the parking side.
Okay.
That project.
Got it.
All right. Anybody else?
Just curious, how old is the elevator? As old as the building?
My understanding is that, correct, it's original.
It's probably time to replace it. As old as I am.
So we're not going to talk about the year built of the building then?
No.
All right. Anything else?
Like 29.
It's older than that.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I like that. It's sometimes when they come up on our agenda, it's like, oh man, I didn't see that one coming. You know, it's good to have that preview. I like it. Next is the legislative priorities.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. So after the last work session, the council voiced their desire to look into or have a more council involved legislative priority activity or overview. I have included so it was the 2020, 21, and 22 legislative priorities that the city had created. And in the past, this was mostly formulated by staff with not a lot of council input on the front end. So that had been kind of the plan this year, but me being new to be able to have the council members, I'm happy to have invite more input up front. What I did also include was, as I mentioned in the work session, there is a long list of things that impact the city that are eligible. The list that I gave was not, here's all, obviously they can't all be priorities, but if there's any that the council identified, either that the council has not on the list or things that the city does have concerns about that we're willing to or interested in engaging with our legislators on this upcoming session. And so the first, the ones in the alphabetical order, there were about 10 of them. A lot of those are from also from the league's legislative priorities list. So you may have seen or heard some of them. They are things that are impacting not just the cities in general, but a lot of it is Crystal. And some of them are more broad. These are very high level descriptions of them. So something that we would have to customize for Crystal specifically and how they apply to us and our position on them. But these are kind of a long list of things that staff is all our departments discuss, of things that are potentially going to be impacted this next legislative session or things that we would like to have addressed. Some of them are more likely than others. But as I said, it's a long list. They can't all be priorities. So if there were in the past, we've done four or five. We can do more. The other question is our level of engagement of what we want to, I don't foresee us hiring a lobbyist to go lobby for these. That would be kind of on one end of the spectrum. The other end, our practice has been, meeting individually with legislators or, making sure that we sign on to a letter, send a letter on a specific issue. So if there's any specific items that the council would like more activity, or if they're satisfied with just the lower level engagement, that'd be something else that staff would be looking for.
All right, go ahead, Forrest.
At our last work session where this was kind of brought up very briefly, I think John had mentioned, we can't really put the roundabout on here. It doesn't really, it's not the right time. I'd like to know exactly why, because it seems like based off the infrastructure numbers that we're seeing, I mean, this is going to be another big bonding year. And if not here, why not?
If not now, or if not, not here, then when?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, it seems like the iron's hot kind of, and the money's going to go to a community.
Very fair question, council member. And I think that the main issue is timing. You know, with the bonding bill, my understanding is that there's a clock that kind of runs. You have to show that your project is ready to proceed very soon. And we're nowhere near that with the roundabout project. We applied again for regional solicitation funds through Metropolitan Council. We should have an award on that in the summer, but we wouldn't want to do that project until the roadway work portion of the Blue Line is done, which should probably be 2029-ish. So it's too early to...
Why would that be? Why is West Broadway Douglas dependent on the Blue Line?
Because Broadway will be the major detour route during construction on Bodno. It is the only real parallel detour option for construction that will have traffic impacts during the construction process on Bodno.
And when are we looking at construction?
2029, 2030-ish.
So. Okay. I mean, I'd like to just push a little bit on that, because I think, you know, I've seen a number of bonding projects that are less baked than that, I think, have pretty good legs. And I've also seen it where if you get it in front of them this year, it's a better chance when it, you know, comes up later. And especially if we're applying for more of that design and engineering bonding money instead of maybe just pure you can phase it through right. bonding. So if we could do that early phase design and engineering versus just straight construction, I imagine that would look more attractive to regional solicitation later if we have design and engineering paid for, ready to go. I'm just kind of spitballing here, but
no, all fair questions, fair points. I think we need to talk about it more at a staff level and see what the right approach would be. I just had another idea pop into my head that might be a better approach.
I just don't want to wait for the Blue Line, because I don't know how firm those construction dates are going to be. And whereas that intersection feels very real.
But just so the council knows that we first applied to the regional solicitation 2 years ago with the hope of getting that project done before Blue Line came under construction, because the roundabout will process vehicles through that intersection much more efficiently than that signal does today. So we were hoping to get it done before, and then we didn't get funded, and then we have to wait 2 years to apply again. Well, now we're looking at after the roadway work is done on Bodno. So it isn't that the roundabout is better or worse than the signal. In fact, it's better, but the timing just shifted because of that, because we didn't get funded the first try. But your points are well taken, and I think we have some more work to do.
Yeah, I'd like to explore that more, because I mean, it sounds like there's a little bit of, maybe we could try and shoehorn the timing that might be more attractive to the bonding committee, say, well, this is important now.
Or things that we need to do before we know we can build it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was thinking. We could add it to our response to their response to our letter for Blue Line.
Yeah.
And just put another item. So, if that makes any sense. Is that kind of what you were thinking?
I was thinking more about the roundabout than Broadway generally. We have some work to do that I can't get more specific right here.
Okay.
Got it. Awesome.
Just one other note on that. The plan is to get these potential projects before the legislators, before the actual bonding request. That's something that I've spoken to them about. It's their staff. They want to know, you know, as soon as possible. And so I have discussed it with both our legislator, Rep. Frazier, and Senator Rest's office, that these are on our list, but they're not ripe yet for an actual request. So we are planning on continuing that engagement as we get closer.
When you say list, you mean like the priorities that we have in front of us, or a bonding list?
A bonding project list.
Okay.
Future
I'd be curious to see that too. Just, yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, any other comments on any of these issues?
I assume the JASB language change would be.
Yeah, so
I know I missed it, but the letter looked really good. And obviously there needs to be a legislative push alongside that.
So we're going to end up continuing this. I think at the end of the work session, after the meeting, we'll revisit it quickly. We had a concern. We wanted to have your input in okay. it just because you're pretty close to that issue.
Okay, thank you.
So yeah, we'll deal with that. 57, I think trying to finish this particular list of items before the council meeting is pushing it. So at this time, I'm going to continue. We'll come back on the same agenda item after the council meeting. So we are continued. We left off talking about legislative priorities, I believe.
I don't know. Where are you? Like, I can't get up there.
So we talked about a couple items. We talked about a couple items and just wanted to make sure that we didn't feel rushed to get through an agenda item before we continue. So we're going to re-enter on that legislative priority. We were talking about the list of those priorities. We had 1 through 10, and then we have bullet points for additional topics. Did anybody have any of those, any other ones they wanted to address at this time? So I'm going to talk about 5 for a second. Local control. I think that's going to be a big one. It kind of encompasses almost any situation where it comes from the legislature or other government agencies that are impacting our city. And I think one of the most recent ones we talked about last time during our work session, and that was in relationship to the Blue Line. Some of the anti-displacement stuff really hits on this one. And I think that's something that I hope we can expand on, go a little bit further. Not necessarily, I don't know. I mean, we can talk about going further and kind of enumerating some of those concerns or not. If we don't, I'd like it to be, I guess, more clear in kind of what we're looking at. Any comments on that?
Is there anything like, so this might be out of lane, but I think that one thing as a city that is always kind of stuck it with me, and I know that it's stuck with, I've had conversations with some constituents about this as well, is related to kind of what you had just said, is we have a regional government, two regional government authorities that affect the day-to-day life in Crystal, but there is no input by the communities themselves in how those organizations are governed. I know that that's something being studied right now for one of them in the legislature, and so I don't really know if it's something worth putting as a priority since it kind of already happened last session. But you know, if I were to say one of the things that certainly affects many of the cities here is you have a regional government that is appointed not by the cities or by the voters, but you know, most regional governments are appointed by cities, by individuals from cities, but it's appointed by the governor. Mm-hmm. That's something that's always kind of bothered me, and I don't know if we want to put fine points on that'd be one I'd be curious about.
Yeah, you know, it'd be great if we could even do that for county government, right? But I guess we get direct voting there.
Yeah, we get direct voting there, but MAC and that counts,
you know. Right. So I guess that might be even just a follow-up
on the study, you know, look, we're looking for some real solutions. And maybe if we illustrate a little bit of impatience, maybe that would help. I don't know. LGA, I think we like what happened last year on that. Local sales tax, you know, it says city supports a change in the law to generally allow it. I don't necessarily support it, but that doesn't, I don't think that's something I want to move forward from my perspective.
I had a question on that. How many of these priorities are just straight from the league versus
those top, the first 10 are 10 of the league's top priorities for 24.
Okay.
These are things that were kind of pointed for the 24 session that are broadly impacting cities. Not all of them on their top list has really any relevance to Crystal. So these are things that either tangentially or directly of theirs would apply to us. And these are very, you know, these are big bucket topics. These aren't specific, you know, honed in. They're just draft. If there's any, we would hone these or refine these if there are any of them are like the local control, just as an example. In the past, the city, if you saw, you know, local control over budgets, local control over levies, local financial control is how we've, you know, phrased it and addressed it in the past. Local control, as I said, it's really broad. That this is all the League of Minnesota Cities, you know, go further into, and some of them would be in the long list of all the bullet points. Some of those are related to the local control on a more specific level. This is just more, you know, a 35,000 level. What level?
Okay. Can you speak to number three, the city supports housing funding passed in 2023? I'm not sure I know what they're referring to.
There was housing funding that the city, have we actually received any, John, this year?
The actual funds, the sales tax, the funds that wasn't collected till October 1st of 2023. So I think our first payment comes with our property tax payments in 2024. So I think the answer is no, not yet. But we are planning to use that to continue the home improvement grants after that TIF district is exhausted. So that is how we've already sort of mapped out how we're going to use most of that money, because we were facing a bind with having to end that program in several years. Otherwise.
Yeah, and one of the things it's addressed later on in some of the bullets that kind of touch on it. The city has the closest connection to what is needed. We have the best understanding of what type of housing is needed in Crystal. We'll kind of support for that. A lot of these priorities, as you would have seen, are funding related. There's a lot, you know, the cities, we have a lot of unfunded mandates, or there's a lot of mandates that we have to end up picking up the tab for, and they either need to reevaluate those, modify them, or at least provide the funding for us instead of coming up with just another mandate that we then have to implement and our residents have to pay for. But the housing, there's the kind of the housing B that, you know, don't force something on the city housing related when it may not, it can't be a one size fits all. And unfortunately, we do see that state all the time, because that's, they're legislating for the entire state. But we're happy to, we do have needs. We're happy to get money for that, but we want to make sure that we have the flexibility to implement whatever type of housing program is best for Crystal, and use the funding for that as we see fit. The A is really just a continuation of what was done last um,
last session.
Okay, go, John.
So when you're looking at housing, you already have the League of Minnesota Cities lobbying on our behalf regarding these issues, correct? And then, so do we really truly need to, like, when we have our when we're going to have our legislative meeting here in February, is that something that we really need to address at that time? Or is it, or would there be other, you know, how would you say, you know, like, you know, next tier issues that we should probably like try to like, you know, kind of like give a little bit of a lift, you know, at that time, like pick, I want to say like pick five or pick a handful or something like that. And those are what we present to the, our legislators at the breakfast, you know?
That, yes, exactly. That's this. So this list wasn't what I was proposing as, these are going to be Crystal's 24. This was just a list of, sorry if it was misleading. Here's the broader legislative party, things that are going out.
Yeah.
And that's why I attached the previous years. You know, some of them are still relevant. You know, obviously the, well, there was some for the police, not the police, the police building. That's not an issue anymore.
Right.
There's the police funding for that. So if there's any specific, the organics, you know, the recycling was something that obviously has come up recently, that was something that
it's a big issue.
Was important. All of these have a direct impact or indirect impact on us in one form or fashion that we're dealing with, but I don't know that it's necessarily the top priority of the city. Mm-hmm. My recommendation would be to have the council come up with, you know, as we've done in the past, four or five. These are the actual priorities. They all can't be priorities. You know? So here's the top priorities that we actually want to be a little more active on. Like I said, individually meeting with the legislators, or, you know, however that engagement goes. That I guess that's what I was looking for, is of this long list, not just the top 10, but if there's anything else that council had or other things that the council has been thinking of adding, that, you know, like I said, the JASB, the recycling, those are the two more recent ones that have directly impacted Crystal and are something we think needs to be done. But the rest of these are just more topics that we've been dealing with, but they're not necessarily top of the list.
Are we good with where we're with the cannabis issues once the office gets up and running and starts implementing? Like, are we set with what we're going to do as a city? Are we, I know we're in the interim right now, but...
I love how Troy's laughing right now.
Yeah. So, Mr. Mayor,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, the unknowns that I talked about before when we were talking about this, what we do in the interim, those are still unknowns.
So there's not any more information coming out?
I mean, the office is up. They are starting to provide information. I mean, generally, I'm not exactly sure where they are in the rulemaking process, but they still have a ways to go.
And when is that, August? When are they supposed to be? When are they functioning, or what was the date?
I think it's more likely it'll be into early next year.
Oh, it's okay. Gotcha. Okay.
They don't even have a director yet.
No.
I think
they do have a director.
I thought it was just interim. Yeah. So my take on the adult use cannabis stuff, they're focusing more on the local authority, aren't they?
Correct. I mean, that's they, you know, with the 22 legislation for the edibles, that was, there was a lot of frustration with what the result of that was. There was hope then in 23 they were going to fix some of that, and they really haven't. They just kind of blew it wide open, and now there's an additional, the city has to do the registrations. We're still trying to work out how is the compliance going to be checked. So that's something that this would be more of a, I mean, and it's a priority for all the cities. The league is definitely pushing on that. So City Crystal doesn't necessarily, I don't think we need to push on that, but it's something that we seriously as staff and, you know, as the city want further addressed. It's not something that I think would be my top choice. There's other items.
Yeah, go ahead, Forrest.
So one item that is, I don't think I saw the list, but I think is really specific to Crystal. and surrounding communities is related to increased funding for Emblem Path 4. Did I miss it?
That was on the bullet point.
It was on the bullet point
on the bottom on the next page. Yeah,
I think that that's something that I'd like to see pulled up, because Crystal, especially since we don't have the most robust forestry program historically, has really been hit hard in certain neighborhoods. And, you know, we've applied for grants. We haven't quite gotten all the ones that I think we probably should have. And it is a massive problem that's could affect the city long term. Trees are very important for community property value, mental health, urban heat island effect. So I think that's something that I'd like to see bumped up a little bit, especially if it's not on the league's you know, top list.
Okay. What was the other one that we already kind of have front and center? One was organics. The other one was what again?
Jazby.
Jazby.
That letter.
Anyone else?
I don't suppose there's anything we could do to have Hennepin County reconsider how they fund road reconstruction.
Oh,
I mean, in actual road construction that they're doing?
Actual, no, well, like the fact that 42nd is what it is, and it's probably not going to be reconstructed in possibly most of our lifetimes.
That's my point.
Yeah, oh, yeah, then yes. Then yes.
Okay, yeah.
Wasn't that on one of the bullet points dealing with kind of some of the ruling for takebacks?
Well, there was that one, but there was also adequate funding for transportation. You know, there's these cost participation responsibilities that, especially in Hennepin County, are unworkable in most cases, because the county, as you said, isn't making any changes to how that's funded. Even just the turn back, you know, they're all for it, but they haven't put it in their plan. And the issue is, well, they're not opposed to it, but we don't have the money. So how do they get the money? So the city can actually benefit from that. So that, I mean, that is something that I think is pretty pertinent to Crystal. We have a lot of cost participation roads that would be part of that and subject to that. So if that's something that I think that would be appropriate to include that one, especially this next year, because it's going to be an ongoing worsening problem.
Okay. Is there, hold on a second. Is there anything, is it related to this topic?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I just wanted to take on to what Adam said. Like, I recall when County Road 81 Bonham Boulevard was reconstructed, that all of a sudden they came to us with, you know, this is your share of the cost or whatever. It was kind of like right at the last minute. And so it would, you know, to speak to what you're saying in terms of, like, you know, our participation, it's also our participation with money, and having an upfront conversation about what that's going to be before the project is approved and the design is ready to go. And then they say to us, okay, by the way, you owe us, you know, XYZ, you know, I'd rather, you know, we talk about capital funding. The last thing you want to do is have to be, have to add that to a list of projects that we're already dealing with and try to figure out how we're going to pay for it.
So. Yeah, if I recall, that was really ridiculous. It was long after the project was over.
Right.
And up until the invoice came, it's like...
No, there was no discussion.
No discussion.
No discussion.
We had no idea what it would be.
Yeah. And then since I'm on the fire board, I guess anything to do with the fire department, I guess, should be elevated. So, you know.
Doing your job.
There, yeah. You go. Yeah.
I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. For bus service in Crystal, I mean, that's transit, that's Met Transit.
there's nothing legislatively we can do to help draw attention to this, is there?
They just got a big funding boost.
What's that?
They just got a big funding, the biggest funding boost ever last session with the sales tax. It'd be a governance thing, like how to direct it, right?
Yeah. I don't know if that's appropriate or not. I mean, appropriate is what it is, but.
So you're saying that it would be part of this adequate funding for transportation as to, like, you know, how is that money spread out across various projects, including,
you know. It kind of becomes an equity issue, right? About dealing with access to transit.
One of the difficulties with some of these is who's not our audience, but who do we need to change the practice or the issue? Like with the transportation funding, a lot of it is related to the county, you know? So
yeah,
if that's where the state is providing the county with more money for cities such as Crystal, that's one indirect way to do it. Same with like the Met Council, you know, if they're the ones, Metro Transit, if they're the ones who we need them to do something, there can be more strings attached. There can be more, you know, leverage or pressure put on by the legislature. But again, it's an indirect way to get something, to have us influence the other third party. But it doesn't hurt to ask or, you know, address the issue. We don't have to solve the issue. We need to let the legislature know that this is a problem, that they may have a means to help solve it. We don't have to come up with, here's exactly what you need to do.
But, so kind of like how I posed the question, we can pose that to our legislators. Is there anything you can do? Yeah, okay.
So how many initiatives do we have so far?
That's one of them. That's seven.
You have seven?
So Emerald, Ashbore, Organics, Jazby. I guess take back is not an issue for a legislative priority, is it?
Well, that's another question. I mean, it's like the county board legislates too, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
You can lobby the, it's different, obviously.
Well, and that's, you know, these are the state legislative priorities, but yeah. The city could, nothing stopping the city from having a county legislative priority. I mean, we're not always asked directly, but Commissioner Lundy's been here. He's phone call away. That is our role. That's one of them. So I think sometimes that may get missed or skipped or lost in the process.
Yeah.
But if there is a list specifically for the county, we can do that at any time.
I think we should. So. And we could also put the transit issue there as well.
And you could put Emerald Ashbore there too. They have a pretty big forestry program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One thing I'd like to say about the blue line, it would be kind of nice if the county would take take a little more of the lead in terms of why this is so important to our region, I guess. You know, I mean, we've obviously, you know, the blue line going to Mall of America and the green line to St. Paul and as well as to Eden Prairie, you know, they're done and said, but now it looks as though individuals are looking at, you know, local cities, like we're the ones that are, like, you know, we're driving the, you know, the light transit, or I should say LRT transit through this area, whereas it's the county, which is basically, they're the ones that see this as they see the long range goals and benefits of improved transit for our community. And I don't think I have the information to be able to truly express it to an individual. I mean, I've watched you know, joint sessions of legislature of elected officials and community members, and have them, and I've listened to their conversations about light rail transit, and I've participated in those efforts over the past almost 30 years. But now here we are, we're still like 2 years out from actual any, you know, finalized design for transit. I still think that the message of how this is essential in our community has really not been addressed at all. It has not really been discussed at all, you know, at a county level. They seem to be almost kind of like fading into the background, and then, like, you know, your local cities, Robbinsdale, you know, Crystal, Brooklyn Park, are the ones that are more so on the front line, or even Minneapolis to that extent. And I really think that I wish the county would be the ones that were, you know, who knows, maybe they can develop a video much like what we have for when we talk about taxation or something like that. They can kind of explain the process of why this is so essential in our community. Why, you know, and rather than having me try to explain to somebody, you know, what the benefits are, the role of light rail is in our city. So,
yeah, you know, it gets old hearing about going to the airport, going to this stadium or something. It needs to play a bigger role. There needs to be more things moving than just those things. I found it interesting talking to some neighbors, and their experience with light rail has only been to those places, to the stadiums and to airport. And it misses, I think, one of the largest priorities. And it seems like that's all people want to talk about are those things, where that should really be just a sideline benefit of what's being established, you know, in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good. I like school resource officers. I think they can handle that one, though. Unless the chief really has anything to add.
Oh my gosh.
to the uniqueness, I guess, of Crystal.
No, our chief's association is handling that on a higher level. I mean, I would want you guys to take this forward if we actually had an SRO right now, but we don't. Doesn't mean we're not going to get an SRO soon, but right now we don't have one. So I think we're good with the association doing it.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. Tax exempt construction materials like that.
I think that issue has been brought up quite a few times in the past. I recall Ann Ress. New Hope talking to Ann Rest about it, especially with the golf course, the materials or whatever they're being used there. They thought that should all have been tax exempt. So,
yep. All right. So let's put together a list. Staff will put together a list of what we talked about. If something occurs to you later in the week, don't be afraid to call Adam and say, hey, this, and then we'll be bringing it back for review, I guess.
We won't have a meeting before the breakfast.
Nope.
But at the every sixth meeting,
we can keep developing it.
I'll get that out to the council ASAP.
I will get that out to the council ASAP.
Okay.
Refine it. We can continue to refine it.
Is that info on the breakfast going to be sent to the council?
Yes. Just so for the council's information, it is at 9 o'clock on 3rd at the lower community room.
Is that on the 3rd?
The invitations are going out tomorrow.
Yep.
Wait, the 3rd?
February 3rd.
February 3rd. Yep.
Saturday. Oh, it is.
All right, anything else on the legislative priorities? Seeing none, we are done with those for now. Liaison reports start this way. John?
Well, the next meeting is February 21st on Adam's birthday. So nothing really really to add other than that his wife is pissed.
Is he making that up or is she?
She'll
get over.
We've been married a while.
Might use that.
You're too nice, Adam.
That's fantastic. All right. You got anything?
Yeah. Inclusion and Diversity Commission. We had a really, really interesting meeting. Met with Parks and Rec folks, and they talked about like their outreach and kind of what they're doing in programming. And they're always continually trying to figure out how to reach different people. And it was really interesting to hear them. We had NECA from MAC and the JCCP. She talked about what the police have done for outreach and a lot of interesting stuff there. Talked about community outreach. And then we'll talk about ideas that came forth from our joint work session with them on December 19th at the February meeting. So it was a really interesting meeting. It's always great to have other people from all over the city, like, you know, Parks and Rec and the MAC, and to hear people talk about. So it was fun.
All right. Nothing on the blue line that we haven't covered. Go ahead.
Nothing really. Parks and Rec is the only one I've had since the last check-in. There's two new members. So we, last meeting, we just kind of went over the history of the park master plan to get them up to speed and how that came about. And then we just went over the accomplishments of 23 and what's to come in 2024. And
okay. I imagine that capital list that we had earlier in the work session could be broken out for some of these commissions too, where it's appropriate. Kind of give them a heads up too. That'd be kind of nice. All right.
Planning Commission didn't meet in December. I have nothing to report on that. And we've talked about the blue line. Other than that, we're just looking for outlets to show the history of Crystal Video. If anyone has any ideas, I know I keep talking about it, but it is pretty exciting. So,
is it done?
No, not quite, but it's close. Well, I'm not doing it. I just did updates from Dave Kaiser. So, he keeps promising within the next 2 weeks. It's always 2 weeks out, but we're close. We're getting close. I've seen all six, but they're still editing. So, it's all six segments. So, anyone that has any ideas of who might want to see it, just let me know.
Are we still doing it before a work session or council meeting? Or
yes, so I spoke to Dave last week, and he asked him if he had a more concrete time frame so we could get it on the schedule and the agenda. He said probably beginning of February would be done. So either February or March, he recommended for a council meeting to let him know when, so he can help coordinate that. So those are the, depending on what the council would like to do, if there's a specific date in March or probably the second half of February, other than the 21st, that works better for everybody. That would be what we're looking for. So
I don't care. By that point, I'm sure I will have seen it multiple times. So.
Okay. All right.
So right now, it was penciled in kind of the first meeting of March.
Okay.
Before March.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
5th. March 5th.
Sounds good.
March 5th.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the next meeting?
Actually, no. Because of the
it would be March 19th, I believe.
Yeah. Election.
All right.
Is that anybody's birthday? No.
I'm sure it's someone. We just don't know it yet.
Taji, do you have anything?
Well, yeah, happy to participate finally in this portion of our meetings. But no, I'm on the Planning Commission. They didn't meet in January.
Okay. Next month. Oh. Yeah. All right. You know, one thing I'd like, I don't know, Adam, maybe you can do that. Can you find out the update on the Barway Collins issue. Chief, do you have info?
Yeah. Are you asking about the statue?
Yes.
Yes. So I spoke to Jeff Kolb, and the artist finally got done with the actual design of the statue. Jeff has now confirmed that, and we spoke to Louise, the mom, to make sure she was good with the design. She is. And so now it's back in the artist's hands of when he can do it. I'm guessing most likely spring to summer of this year.
Okay. So her advocate,
Howard,
yes. Does he know that timing? You know?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Did he call you?
He calls me all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows the timing.
She knows the timing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll make sure. I'll mention that next time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can email him, Mayor. How about I just email him?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That way it's off your
plate. I know he has some traveling he wants to do out of country and doesn't want to miss it.
Right. Right. Just, you know, I'll email him.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's it for check-ins. Constituent issues. Let's just do one more, you know, just based on our conversation tonight at the council meeting, let's bring that back and just update the council. I know a lot of things were shared after the meeting with them as to what we've been doing and whatnot. Do you have a comment?
I'll be very brief. So I started to panic when he was talking to you because I thought I could have swore we had someone talk to him and he was making it sound like that nobody did. Right.
Yeah, right.
And then I panicked because when he said that I was on Zoom, I'm like, why was I on Zoom and not in person? And dawned on me why I was on Zoom. So I emailed him while we were sitting here. And while I was doing that, my patrol lieutenant, Justin Tourville, was in the room as well. He texted me and said he personally actually sat down in the Louisiana area and actually cited some vehicles because I did reach out to him about this issue. So we're on it. Deputy Chief Hubbard's on it with our traffic control officer who's already called him and left him a voicemail on it. So we have chatted with him, but we are going to do some more targeting enforcement. But after talking to him, he knows very well that just because we're going to do targeting enforcement doesn't mean it's going to solve the problem, because it's not. We have this issue everywhere in the city regarding speeding, especially on those types of roads. And so he made a good point by saying when he was talking to Mark about road design, that's the issue. It's a straight thoroughway, basically, with only one stop sign. So.
And it is wide. Yeah, you're right.
Is there a turn lane? There's not a turn lane.
It's a huge shoulder.
Can they put a turn lane? I mean, would that do anything? At least if you're making left?
It wouldn't affect the speed, I would imagine.
But I know it wouldn't affect the speed, but maybe like when he's turning. Is he, because he's crossing a lane to get into his driveway?
Get into his driveway, yes. Yep.
Would that?
I doubt it. I think, I mean, it could. I'm not an engineer either, but, you know, I that roadway, because of the way it's designed, it's a speed trap.
Magnet.
Yeah, magnet.
So we're talking putting more stoplights? Signs in there?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
I think our design was to make it narrower, to kind of engineer it a little bit slower.
But not significantly. It's just adding the sidewalk, really.
And parking.
Yeah.
And parking. Yep.
Yeah. And I don't know. I guess the question is kind of legit. You know, does it make sense to, rather than narrow the roadway too much, does it make sense to turn it into a three lane? You know, go from two to a three lane and have that center turning lane. I don't know.
My one thought on that is Orchard, Bass Lake, mm-hmm. We've had similar problems with that, and that's a three lane. And the complaint there is they have a middle lane for turning,
yep.
But you might be turning there and people are still speeding by, or yeah. They'll use that to pass people. So, you know, it seems like, I'm not a traffic engineer, but more narrow, slower, actually makes you think it's slower, but you know, yeah. Bass Lake has a
and it
three lane similar issue. So.
Okay.
Part of it is the traffic patterns there. You have a lot of light industrial, like commercial too. And so it's not like, I mean, it's a weird, just kind of a funky little.
Yep.
I will just say that I have found that not that anyone's going to agree with me on this, maybe John Sutter will, but I have found that roundabouts is really the only thing that slows people down because they have to physically slow down in order to go around it. And that's what happened on Douglas Drive in Golden Valley, yeah. Is when they redid that, that slowed everybody down because you had to. So I'm not, you want to put roundabouts in every, you know, I mean, that is what's going to slow people down, but then you're going to have people.
All right, your time is up.
Right. There you go. Put roundabouts by.
John, go ahead.
Thanks. Not to disagree with Stephanie at all on that. Totally agree about roundabouts, but my recollection is correct. I'm going to channel Mark for a second or two. Is that by basically taking out one of the shoulders and putting a sidewalk where the shoulder was, it will visually narrow the roadway path. And studies have shown that, you know, apart from the real scofflaws who don't care no matter what you do, most people do respond, even subconsciously, to a narrower travel path. They don't drive as fast if the road feels more constricted. And so if you design a road for 40 and you post it at 30, of course, they're not going to go 30. But if you have even a slight narrowing of the roadway does have a benefit. So I think that's already in the cake here for this road, because that might have a benefit already there.
So okay. I just wanted to bring it up just because we are in that phase and I don't want to misstep. Right.
And then lastly, the constituent brought up the manhole cover, the kind of the gong sound or the noise that it makes. We had found with, it was a similar situation on Fairview, and there was like aggregate that was underneath the manhole cover. So when they rode over it, it would like a gong sound or ringing sound. A lot of times if they put like some type of a rubber gasket underneath that, make it
absorbs the vibration,
a lot of the force of impact. So if you can
get that as well.
Yeah.
All right.
I've got something. Are we going to respond to Hennepin County's proposed closure of HERC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The it's ready to send on my computer.
Okay. And I sent you the letters from the other cities that.
Yep. All the cities have been sending them. So there's
got
about 10 other cities that they're sharing them with all the managers. So,
okay.
And it's pretty universal that regardless of the desire it's actually in spite of the desire to be more environmentally conscious, this actually is not beneficial and it's way too short of a time. And it's all the cities are opposing it pretty universally.
Yeah. What
Randy, the way it's being.
Yeah. Randy had said to me there are only a couple bigger cities that are opposing it, Bloomington and Eden Prairie. And then a lot of the lake cities around Minnetonka, like Mound and I don't remember all of them, but there are bigger cities. And it doesn't matter that we missed the deadline of yesterday. It really doesn't. But I really think we should respond.
Yes.
I don't know how everyone else feels about it, but I think it's a mistake.
Yeah. I mean, that's the instructions that we were going to respond.
Okay.
To take on to that, Bloomington made the paper. With
Friday, that. Yeah.
So they had a big article on it.
They said no.
Oh, yeah. They were really adamant about it. They were, it's not in their best interest.
Yeah. All right. New business.
I missed the first minutes of the meeting, but did the JASB thing get tied up?
So we talked about it that was a long time ago. No. Somebody else want to summarize? Why don't you go ahead?
The council's consensus was they liked the letter. We wanted to give you the opportunity to kind of present the issue from your perspective. So no one was putting words in your mouth or speaking for you. But the council the opinion was to just send on the letter and send it from the council. So it would be probably a future agenda item for the council to formally vote on it, have the letter come from the council.
Sounds good.
Yeah. There was a question whether we should moderate it at all, and I thought, no.
Yeah.
No.
I like the wording.
I thought it was well done. Yep. All right. Any additional announcements?
Yeah. Well, not a new announcement, but just constituent issues. I don't see it, but I wanted to make sure like the Orchard Bass Lake thing was like put on a constituent issue thing for maybe improve safety in there or something to slow down cars. Just wanted to make sure that was
addressed. Yep. I think in the past, some of our constituent issues would remain on for a period of time, just kind of an ongoing. So we made sure that we circled back from time to time. And I think that one and this one has some legs for a period of time just to make sure. All right. Very good, David. Thank you. And no new business and no announcements. Well, good night. We're adjourned.